in the U.S., at a particular site, you might have anywhere from 10 to 15 species. But if you go to a particular site here in the Northern Territory, you can have anywhere from 100 to 200 different species. So as part of this project, we collected about 25,000 different ants, and they correspond to about 150 different species, which is what you're looking at right now.
And they range from sort of ants that are bigger than your fingernail to little tiny specks of dust ants. What kinds of species have you got in here?
So we have quite a few different species. Probably the biggest ant we have here is this Bothera ponera ant. It looks pretty mean and nasty, and it's commonly collected through the top end. And that ranges in size all the way to the really small, tiny things like Monomoriums, which has, I don't know, at least maybe 50 species that we've collected in this area. So quite a few.
And you've been traveling up and down the Stuart Highway to collect these ants. Can you tell me why?
So the project is designed to investigate how ant biodiversity changes as rainfall changes. So if you think about driving down the Stuart Highway, as you're going from Darwin down to, say, Catherine, or even further south to Tennant Creek, you can start to see that the landscape starts to dry out. So that means there's less precipitation, less rainfall going into the transect. And one of the questions that we wanted to ask was, how does ant biodiversity respond to this environmental change? Now, the main reason that we decided to do this is to investigate how future biodiversity might respond to climate change as precipitation starts to change in the region.
As the rain gets fewer and far between in the top end, what's that going to do to ant populations?
One of the main findings of our research suggests that as rainfall decreases, biodiversity also decreases. So the number of species actually goes down. And some areas that are going to be particularly vulnerable to major climate change will be areas like the Kimberley. So if you go to the Kimberley, there's a lot of species that only occur there and nowhere else in the world. Very unique, very highly specialized species. And as climate change starts to impact that region, you start to lose them, or they start to move further and further east and into Queensland, where they previously didn't occur.
And how soon could we start to see those changes?
Well, let's see. But if we even look at the 2020 climate change scenario, we start to pick up some of the light green patterns around Queensland. So that, again, that's a species increase. But by 2080, by the year 2080, what we see is a really dramatic and stark contrast in the number of species lost in the Kimberley and the number of species gained in Queensland.
So we were talking about you going up and down the Stuart Highway catching ants. Israel, how do you catch an ant?
What you basically use is what we call a pitfall trap. And a pitfall trap is basically this plastic little container that we bury flush with the ground, and it's filled with ethylene glycol, or just antifreeze fluid, basically.
Sort of looks like green goo.
Yeah, so this goo in this cup basically goes buried into the ground, and the trap is left open for anywhere from 24 hours to a full week, and as an ant is crawling around and foraging, they'll fall into the trap and we'll come back, collect the trap, and then sort and identify the specimens here in the lab.
A lot of people, I think, would think about these little guys as basically picnic raiders and foot biters. Why is it that ants are so important to biodiversity?
Yeah, with ants, there's just so many species, and I feel like there's a species to do something in the ecosystem just for any sort of major ecosystem function. So, for example, ants are really important in soil movement. So if you go around, say, Litchfield or Kakadu, you're going to see big termite mounds, and that's obviously a lot of soil that's been moved up from underground and into the surface. Ants do the same thing, even if they're not building the big monolithic type of nests. So they're moving a lot of soil. They're moving a lot of nutrients as they do that. They also control pest populations, so they help regulate agricultural ecosystems and help maintain healthy biodiversity levels there. And also, they also help in major decomposition processes. So if you think of a dead bird on the side of the road or even your picnic table, they'll go ahead and raid that and break down that organic matter and restore those nutrients back into the ecosystem.